Welcome to today's Brief Intelligence Session. Today we are discussing neurotechnologies, thanks to the courtesy of the World Economic Forum. We know that there are many things taking place right now. We have war and rumors of war. We have biological warfare being waged. We have a possible rollout of a pandemic for bird flu, influenza. We have new vaccines that are already prepared to finish further depopulating the earth. We have all types of multifaceted agendas all simultaneously being rolled out all at once so that shock and awe may be implemented on the unsuspecting populations. Anyway, let us jump into neurotechnologies. The first human with fully artificial memory implanted in the brain. There is not one area of our personal and professional lives that cannot benefit from a better understanding of how our brain functions at both the individual and collective levels. This is underscored by the fact that over the past few years, two of the most funded research programs in the world are in brain sciences. The Human Brain Project, a 1 billion euro project over 10 years, funded by the European Commission and President Obama's Brain Research Through Advancing Innovative Neurotechnologies, Brain Acronym Initiative. Although these programs are primarily focused on scientific and medical research, we are also witnessing the rapid growth and influence of neurotechnologies in non-medical aspects of our lives. Neurotechnology consists of monitoring brain activity and looking at how the brain changes and or interfaces with the world. In the year 2015, for example, the portability and the affordability of neuro headsets, which already cost less than a gaming console, offer unprecedented possibilities, marking what is likely to be not only a neural revolution, but also a societal one. So anyone who had any so-called ideas that getting a microchip in the brain is some type of conspiracy from some cuckoo Bible prophecy believing individuals, now the tables have turned. And if you don't accept the fact that this technology is going to be a part of the societal paradigm, you are the one who is cuckoo. What are the positive impacts, according to the World Economic Forum and others? Disabled people can now control prosthetic limbs or wheelchairs with their minds, as we see demonstrated in Marvel movies with Professor X. Neurofeedback, the possibility to monitor brain activity in real time, offers countless possibilities to help fight addictions, regulate food behavior. Oh, so now they can control how much you want to eat by directly controlling your brain activity, brain functions, brain frequencies, electromagnetic signals, and electrochemical outputs and inputs. Really? Just imagine the dystopian, draconian, Luciferian, diabolical things that can be done with this type of tech integrated into everyday life in real time. But they say it offers countless possibilities to help fight addictions, regulate food behavior, and improve performance ranging from sports to the classrooms. Yeah, we're delving into the arena of transhumanism, postmodern humanism. Next, they say being able to collect, process, store, and compare large amounts of brain activity-related data allows us to improve diagnosis and treatment efficiency of brain disorders and mental health-related issues. The law will be able to provide customized processing on cases and address responsibility issues in criminal cases in a differential fashion rather than in the generic one that we have now. The next generation of computers whose design has been informed by brain science may reason just like a human being, predict like a human being, and react like a human being, just like the human cortex, which is an area of the brain known as the seat of intelligence. What are the negative impacts? The emergence and possibility of brain-based discrimination. Individuals are not just their brains. As such, there is a risk for decisions to be made in a context-independent fashion based only on brain data in fields ranging from the law to HR, consumer behavior, or education. Another negative impact, the fear of what thoughts, dreams, and desires to be decrypted and for privacy to no longer exist. Fear of what thoughts, dreams, desires to be decrypted and for privacy to no longer exist. Even the privacy of thought will no longer exist with this technology. The fear of creativity or the human touch to slowly but surely disappear, mainly carried so far by overselling what brain sciences can do. Another negative aspect is blurring the lines between man and machine. So now we're talking about the convergence of man and machine to the point that the lines become blurred. This is a mixing of the iron and the clay, though it speaks of kingdoms and global operations. The fact that it delves into the zera, the seed, it delves into biology and genetics. We know that it is also referring to technology, technological advancements, and a diabolical system that will be highly technologically advanced, deploying fallen angel technology that will transform humankind away from that which is human, such as what we find documented in Genesis chapter 6 and in great detail in the book of Enoch. What are the unknowns, or cuts both ways? We will experience a cultural shift, a disembodiment of communication, for some improvement of performance, an extending of human cognitive abilities that will trigger new behaviors. What is the shift in action? Cortical computing algorithms have already shown an ability. Cortical computing algorithms have already shown an ability to solve modern CAPTCHAs, widely used tests to distinguish humans from machines. The automotive industry has developed systems monitoring attention and awareness that can stop cars when people are falling asleep while driving. So even your car will be designed and programmed to be capable of allowing someone else or some other system to take full control of the steering wheel. An intelligent computer program in China scored better than many human adults on an IQ test. So the machines are set to outsmart human beings. IBM's Watson, which is a supercomputer, after sifting through millions of medical records and databases, has begun to help doctors choose treatment options for patients with complex needs. We will also experience neuromorphic image sensors. We will also experience neuromorphic image sensors. those inspired by how the eye and brain communicate. They will have impact ranging from battery usage to robotics. Neuroprosthetics are allowing disabled people to control artificial members and exoskeletons. Some blind people will be able to see again. The Restoring Active Memory, RAM program by DARPA, is a precursor to the memory restoration and enhancement. Depression symptoms in mice could be cured by the artificial reactivation of happy memories, as evidenced by neuroscientists at MIT. So they are talking about being able to control your memories. Manage your memories. Program your memories. These are the shifts in action. This concludes today's brief intelligence session, which is Shift 23, Neurotechnologies, thanks to the courtesy of the World Economic Forum. And the subject matter overall is the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Until next time, Shalom Aleichem.